This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's happening in your world today? What's happening in the world today? Is your world the same as the world? I suppose we all have to function in the same world, generally speaking. So that's why we are here to obviate what is the obvious. That's pretty good. I just thought of that, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, nice. Here with things that are in the news, things that are important, things that may affect you and your life, your family, life and limb, affected by a lot of things. I would tell you there are exceptions every once in a while, just good conversation, good stories. Not that I think the handling of the disappearance of that Malaysian jetliner is something that has been handled well. Because it hasn't been handled well by the news media, hasn't been handled well by the country of origin. It just has been a big kind of, it's a mess. But in looking back over the history of this airliner and this flight and this company, it brought me around to thinking about this plane, but also there are other planes that have disappeared. There are many, I don't know if many, but nine at least that I could find in my research, Kenny. Nine missing passenger planes whose whereabouts today remain a mystery. Huh. The news media has gone all around the barn to tell you, this is the first time this has happened in history. No, it's not. So I thought we'd take a few minutes in depth, as we do in this hour, to look at some of the issues and remember back to a plane, a Pan Am Hawaiian Clipper that disappeared on July 28, 1938. A flying boat, so to speak, was due to cross the Pacific Ocean from Guam to the Philippines. The plane left Guam. Last contact was made about 4 hours into the flight. Pilot reported over the radio that he was 565 miles from the Philippine coast, flying through layers of clouds, rough air. Similar to the current Malaysian airline case, a thick oil area was found on the ocean surface where the plane was supposed to have gone missing. Search proved fruitless. It was called off on August 5th, 1938. Nobody ever heard again about that plane. Another plane went missing on March 1st, 1940. The plane was called, well, the company was Imperial Airways. They had names for their plane. This was the Hannibal, departed from Pakistan, due to go to the United Arab Emirates. The plane vanished without a trace over the Gulf of Oman. The last radio message sent out when the plane was 40 miles out to sea was, oddly, OS. That was the message seeming to suggest that there was a distress, but it wasn't taken as a distress signal. So, guns. The next plane was a British Overseas Airways plane, BOAC. Remember, that's what it was before British Airways. It was BOAC.
Right.
This was a plane that disappeared on March 23rd, 1946. It was operated by Qantas Airlines, departed from Sri Lanka, headed for the Coco Island Airport. Plane vanished while en route to Australia, never seen again. And, okay, so what am I telling you? I'm telling you that there are, a lot of planes that have disappeared. And it's interesting because many of them vanished in the same way that the Malaysians, just in the same area, even. That's what I find interesting as I look at some of these old headlines here. Let's see here. British South American Airways. Let's see. January 30th, 1948. A plane that had 25 passengers on it took off And this was in South America, obviously. Let's see, where was it headed? It was on its way to Bermuda. It first started in London, went to Portugal, then went across the Atlantic. Was last heard from I'm going to give you the longitude and latitude, but the essence of it is, and there are three or four more that are just as interesting, that have just disappeared. A DC-3 disappeared December 28th, 1948, and that was in taken off from Miami on its way to San Juan. Pretty interesting, huh? So either more twists and turns in the story of the Malaysian airliner, Miles O'Brien, doing a special report tonight on PBS. He's going to update us on that in just a moment here on Doug's Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 15 after the hour. Richie and Kenny and I have with us Miles O'Brien, who's a well-known reporter. He's sort of like I am, in a sense, Richie. He has,
How's that?
I've never been considered a journalist, don't want to be. People say, oh, well, you're on the radio, you're a journalist. No, right. Just because I'm on the radio, that doesn't mean I'm a journalist. I've got a brain and a mouth, and I put them together and have been for a long time. Actually, the 8th. Is the anniversary of the starting of this program, and the beginning of the 27th year of the Good Day program is tomorrow.
Wow.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Monday because it was the beginning of the week. And whenever I started, it was the beginning of the week, the 8th of October 1988, when I knew I was speaking to no one.
Wow.
How's that? Isn't that? I mean, thinking about it, we're starting this program from scratch, literally, and moving along up that pipeline for many years.
Kenny and I have been here longer than you've not had us.
Yes, you have, both of you.
Wow.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. I started and went, I worked for a couple of different companies first and then took it on my own in 1991. So for over the course of 3 years, I went to three different networks that all fell apart. there's a story and a half. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because over the years, I've been fascinated with air travel. I don't consider myself an aviation expert. So Miles, when I saw that you had become an aviation expert, knowing your work from the various connections that you've had over the years, I guess I'm curious as to when you started your interest. When did you first start reporting on aviation matters?
Well, I've been reporting them really since I began working as a reporter in the early 80s. I got my license back in 1988, but I grew up with my father as a pilot in the right seat of an airplane, and so it's kind of in my blood. I'm actually a third-generation general aviation pilot on both sides, so I think it's a genetic thing I've got going on.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'm having flying lessons, I think it's either later this week or next week for the first time, but I've been fascinated with the flying. I love flying, and I drive my colleagues here crazy by talking about the nuances of a 777 versus a 737 and all the intricacies of the inside. But as you present this tomorrow night, there is on PBS a special on Nova called Why Planes Vanish. Is it basically about Flight 370, or have you gone in and dug around to the history of other flights that nobody knows anything about?
Yeah, it's slightly a misnomer because we only have one plane that has vanished at the center of the story. We do talk a little bit about Air France 447, which for a time was seemingly vanished.
Right.
We found it off
the coast of Africa. It was from Brazil to Paris, and it was an Airbus 330. And went down in a storm, apparently.
See what we have to deal with, Miles.
See?
Yes, Airbus went into one of those horrible storms. And,
yeah. All right, so everybody wants to know where you think this plane is and what happened to it.
I started out thinking maybe it's sitting in a hangar in Kazakhstan, and now most of the evidence that I've seen does lead us toward the southern Indian Ocean. But there's all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories out there, which you cannot disprove.
Right. And that's what I say. I don't think the plane's
about this one.
At all.
When you get into MH370, you're in crazy land already. Whatever scenario you lay out is in at least some case crazy. So how do you say one is more crazy than the other? So we wanted to look at that and look at how the Inmarsat people, the satellite folks, were able to come up with this tracking. And really the only evidence that we have is based on this Inmarsat communication satellite, which was a very ingenious piece of math. But how accurate is it? And then we raise the question, in this day and age, there's all the technology is right there on the shelf for us. If we just, a little bit of implementation, a little bit of leadership by the regulatory bodies and the airlines to say, hey, we do not want to have airplanes that can be made to vanish. It's crazy that we have blind spots in this world, in a world where we have satellites orbiting, and we rely on 1940s technology radar, essentially, to track aircraft.
There are huge holes. Most of the planet isn't covered by radar.
I was very surprised. If you count the oceans, there's only about 1-2% of the Earth that is covered by radar. That's a startling number to a lot of people.
And most of it's here and in Europe.
If you start searching in the ocean, even more of that is unknown and unmapped.
Right. Exactly. And there are ways to avoid that. You can use GPS to identify the plane's location, and it can transmit its location via satellite back to the rest of the world. And then the other question is, should we have boxes on the plane that can't be turned off?
Mm-hmm.
So that it is impossible, in case there is a suicidal pilot or a hijacking, it is impossible to make the plane go missing. And pilots get upset about this because they like to be able to turn off all the electrical devices on an airplane for good reasons.
Let's drink! All right, so this is a special on Nova on Wednesday at 9 Eastern time, and then it'll be repeated. Miles O'Brien for the story of why planes like this Malaysian airliner vanish. We'll poof in the night. Thanks, Miles.
My pleasure.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are a radio program which can be heard not only on hundreds of radio stations around the country, but we have multiple delivery systems. Do we not, Richie? We have all of these great ways, the apps and the...
Hundreds.
And the, yeah, there really are hundreds.
There's no excuse for you not to be listening to us right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's inexcusable if you are not listening to us right now. You have no excuse.
All right. So, and connected to video, there are a lot of, audio, there are a lot of radio programs that have different sorts of video connections, website, Facebook, you post things, that sort of thing. And we become known as a hotspot for interesting content video-wise at DougSteffen.com. To wit, several good examples, including the story from last month where a British father of teenagers posted a video instructing youngsters on how to change a roll of toilet paper. This was so well received by parents everywhere around the world that he's made another video. This time, he instructs teenagers on how to load the dishwasher. We can listen to a little of that.
The second in a series of instructional videos for my teenage kids, James and Beth. I think it's fair to say the use of social media seems to have worked. And also, it's nice for me to know that there are other parents out there enjoying raising teenage kids as much as I am. So the second one is all about loading the dishwasher. Now, as we can see here, I've just had a quick look around, and this is what I've found in various rooms of the house. Now, let's pretend that you've bought that here for a minute.
There's some dirty dishes on the counter.
But, let's pretend you have. Now, this here is the dishwasher. And not all of this goes into the dishwasher. So it's really just the plates and the knife.
Good Lord.
And spoons.
I was doing this last night. I didn't realize I could do a video
here
of this.
That goes there like that.
That's right. You know what? I think I'll do one of these myself.
There like that.
Let's do that, Richie.
You're going to teach your pals how to load the dishwasher?
No, I'll teach people how to do it. It'll be Doug loading the dishwasher. If this guy can make it with the...
The beauty of this is that he's poking at his kids who refuse to clean up after themselves or change the toilet paper.
That's bad parenting. Yeah. Why should they refuse to? All right, that's enough judgment on my part. Thank you very much. Next video of the day, today's video, comes from BuzzFeed. The folks there have released a sequel to a recent video of the day that we had at DougStephan.com. Most couples probably can identify with this. This is entitled More Weird Things Couples Fight About.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Drying my hands.
Those are the decorative towels. You can't use them.
Why?
Because they're decorative.
And why are they out?
Because they're decorative.
That's literally the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That is disgusting. Can you please go do it in the bathroom?
Why? I don't want to miss a dessert round.
No, you do this all the time, and I'm constantly finding people.
I don't know where that went.
How wonderful life is. Now you're in my world.
My world.
No, it is my
right.
world.
So now I'm intrigued by this. This sounds cool.
These BuzzFeed things are great.
Yeah. All right. Also, there's a YouTube video of a fellow in Oklahoma City screaming at a woman in her car. If you haven't heard this story, this, in essence, what is a part and parcel of the story is this fellow's been giving money to this woman, if you know the story, for any number of years, apparently. And he sees her driving a new car, a Fiat, 78-year-old widow. She said she was too poor to afford food, so she was giving, you know, she was out there and asking for money. And
you got a better car than me.
And then this guy sees her driving a new Fiat.
You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2014 car? So you're going to tell me you're not going to drive this car?
This happens all the time. They did a video last week where I saw some woman was in a mansion. That's crazy.
Send me money. 28 after.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-551-1633. That's 1-800-551-1633. 1-800-551-1633.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Legal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
J.J. Wiseman is our official lawyer here in the Good Day program. Tracy Morgan's professional fate is in limbo. New reports indicating he suffered a crippling brain injury following the crash this past summer. Walmart says it's his fault. So how does Walmart get off on this? And what is, does this add more fuel to the fire that Tracy Morgan can get more out of Walmart? I mean, I can't imagine. Well, I guess I can. Walmart, I can imagine them pulling a stunt like this. What say you, Professor Wiseman?
You know, actually, Walmart's done a poor job, as they have all along with this, with their public relations, because what the basis of this is really very, very standard language in an answer in a personal injury complaint. You always allege that the other side had contributory negligence, because what we have is a system of comparative negligence. So let's say your injuries are worth $1 million, and you are partially responsible. Let's say you're speeding at the time that I, as a drunk driver, hit you on the wrong side of the street. The jury then compares that, and they put a number on it. So they would say, I'm 90% negligent, you're 10% negligent, so they're going to reduce your the amount that they award you by 10%. So it's pretty much standard operating procedure. But, you know, just as I say to my classes at Bentley University with boilerplate, nothing should ever be in a document that doesn't have to be in there, that there's no reason. This is a really poor move by them, because this is not a case where you're going to have a jury look kindly upon an argument of comparative negligence about a parked car. And that's it. They were at a full stop when they got hit. If anything, I think you're right. I think it could backfire with them.
I hope it does. I think that Walmart in general is one of our poorest examples of capitalism. capitalism in this country, and this shows what the metal is of the people who are running it. Maybe some of them have never been out of in Arkansas, Bentonville. They've never been out of Bentonville, so I don't know how the rest of the world works. But this has nothing to do about Tracy Morgan in a sense, although he's the victim here. The fact that he never made, I mean, this guy's life is ruined, apparently. Yeah. Ruined. All right, so Steve Wiseman brings us some more food for thought here when it comes to contemporary legal information. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Pretty interesting. And you get right down to brass tacks. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so the legalese Stephen J.J. Wiseman there with the story of Tracy Morgan. This is an interesting week, Kenny. Ken Kessler here with me on the in-depth hour of the Good Day program. Different conversations about things that are not necessarily always on the front page. The legal wranglings. Wiseman is an expert on the Supreme Court, and I was going to ask him about this religious freedom rights for prison inmates issue the Supreme Court heard yesterday. Have you kept up with that?
I have not.
Yesterday, I'm not sure whether it was in this hour or not, went to great lengths to discuss the case of this Arkansas Department of Corrections policy against facial hair and whether or not it violates the religious rights of Muslim prisoners. The case came down to facial hair measured in increments of of half inches yesterday at the Supreme Court in the oral arguments. The fellow in question is Gregory Holt. He's an inmate at one of the Arkansas maximum security prisons. He's in for life. He's a practicing Muslim, wants to wear a beard because his religion, his faith, if you will, requires a full beard, so he says. He is offered a compromise of a half-inch beard. Department of Corrections prohibits facial hair, except for medical reasons. Mr. Holt brought his case claiming that the Arkansas prison facial hair policy violates federal law, specifically the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which states, quote, no government shall impose a substantial burden on the religious exercise of a person residing in an institution unless the government demonstrates that the rule is in furtherance of a compelling governmental interest, and the rule is the least restrictive means of furthering that compelling governmental interest. The language requires what is considered the highest level of constitutional proof, commonly referred to as strict scrutiny. Man, do you believe, those of you who are lawyers who are listening, God love you. The old parsing of is, what's the meaning of is? Remember all of that with Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
So the Supreme Court wrestled with the conflicting precedent in prison regulation cases that require prison officials to determine, if you will, what is what's priority for them, in essence, giving deference to this or not deference to that. The argument pondered the slippery slope of granting Mr. Holt's request. For example, Chief Justice Roberts said, quote, one of the difficult issues in a case like this is where to draw the line. We want to draw the line a half inch because that lets us win. And the next day somebody's going to be here with an inch and maybe it'll be 2 inches. Justice Scalia seemed upset at the prospect, saying, quote, maybe this was the right was improvidently granted. I don't want to do these cases half inch by half inch. Let's take a case that involves a full beard. The next case will be an inch. I find this fascinating and asinine at the same time. They're arguing about this guy's hair as to the length of it. What the hell is that got to do?
Crazy.
I mean, it is crazy. Justice Alito had trouble understanding the state's argument that a prisoner could alter his appearance while out in the fields, return to different section of the prison using another appearance and committed an assault. There was another case that they were talking about, altered appearance, inside, outside. Justice Ginsburg was all over this. Back and forth they went, and it seemed silly. If you listen to some of the audio, I did watch some of the video that focuses on this. It just seems like this country, we haven't got anything more important to worry about than the length of a guy's hair who's in prison. Huh? What in the name of God? Okay, so the legal ramifications continue. I was interested to note that the new health care law, proving difficult to work with. So I had in back of my mind, let's talk to Jack Stockwell about the different kinds of doctors in healthcare. So Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors here on Good Day, up next.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hands-on wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me to dose to death.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his perch in Salt Lake City to bring us up today. Jack is one of the great natural paths, and he's not a homeopath, but he is, and I can't say that on the
What's
radio.
The difference?
What, a homeopath and a naturopath?
Yeah.
Would you like to explain, Jack, or shall I? It's your time.
Well, actually, I'm what is known as an Atlas chiropractor. I just focus on brainstem function.
Mm-hmm. But you also have naturopathic tendencies.
Well, you, yes. You're a licensed naturopath.
No, but you and your wife have various tools that you use in your clinic to help people understand what's going on in their bodies all around.
She's just as busy as I am now.
Right. What's the difference between a naturopath and a homeopath?
The difference?
Yes.
Well, a naturopath will go through a medical training, but they focus more on cellular relationships in the sense of basic cell salts, trying to balance the body's physiology with using various kinds of natural compounds. A homeopath uses homeopathic remedies.
Ah, okay. Yeah, like I went to the snake oil guy. He was a homeopath.
Right.
All right. Got it.
The snake oil guy was a homeopath.
Did I tell you that story?
I don't think he did, but the snake oil guy from the past would use mostly herbal concoctions that they learned from the medical doctors of the day, because over 100 years ago, medicine used mainly herbal remedies before, they got into the chemical.
Well, there were no drugs around then. So I thought I told you the story, but quickly, what happened with the result of me finding I had a little ulcer and not wanting to take all of the drugs, the first course of them anyway, I went to see a fellow who was recommended as a Boston's great homeopath. And so he got my lifestyle, got the story of my life, and he said, you need rattlesnake oil in order to settle down your stomach. And I looked at him, and I didn't, but that's what he gave me.
Yeah.
And he told me, you'll feel badly, and I did, and when it would turn around, yada, yada. So I referred to him lovingly on the air as the snake oil salesman.
Well, did it work?
Yeah, it did. It's still a works in progress, because I'm still fairly uncomfortable from time to time in my stomach. And I think that has to do with the adjustment that you make to clearing out. It's a cleansing. You know, you love
it.
It
has to do with the fact that you ate snake oil.
No, I didn't eat it. It was a little capsule.
Well, if you were out here right now, Doug, I'd be giving you chlorophyll oil. We work miracles with that all the time with stomach ulcers. Chlorophyll oil is so incredible.
I've been taking, there's also, what's the stuff? Tastes horrible. Oregano. Ugh, God, that awful.
So while we're on the free form here, Jack, my mother-in-law has a serious bout of, arthritis in her shoulders and her hands, and somebody suggested alfalfa pills.
Wow,
for that.
Yeah.
And
well, I'll tell you, there is an incredible miracle cure for arthritis.
Really?
And nobody wants to do it, except the people who are suffering the worst, and they try it, and it works. And this is, it's crazy. A 12 to 14-day water fast.
Water fast?
A 12 to 14-day water fast will clear the system.
So only drink water for 12 days?
Yeah, for 12 to 14 days.
I'm not sure I wanted my 70-year-old
mother-in-law. Well, see, most people can't do that because they've got to eat.
Right.
But they don't have to eat. Anybody can, with a water, most people can go easily 10 to 14 days, not easily. It's a struggle, I have to admit. But boy, does it clean the blood, and it cleans the liver, and it cleans the kidneys when the body can spend that time cleansing itself. Because the liver and the kidneys, the liver's doing one of two things, even though it has over 600 identifiable functions. It's either digesting or it's cleansing and detoxifying. And when it doesn't have to digest and it can cleanse and detoxify, the liver is an incredible organ to do that. And it will clean the blood. It will balance the antibodies in the system that are attacking itself, including the liver. But this is where we focus in the office. We don't focus on fasting. I just tell that to a few people to tell them there is an easier way, and that's with bone broth. Just bone broth. We've got the recipes at the website. Just 5 to 7 days of nothing but homemade bone broth, if it's made correctly.
Bone broth. Meat.
Bone broth.
Red meat.
We'll take care of the arthritis problem.
Really?
And we do it all the time.
You're talking about anything beef? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we really like chicken. We really like organic chicken broth, and you can make it at home with organic chickens. We have the recipe on the website. Some people don't want to do that. They want to do the beef broth instead because they can get the marrow out of the long bones into the soup. Mm-hmm. Stuff they used 100 years ago to cure this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can get a nutrition book that was written before about the 1930s, 1940s, all the answers to today's health problems are in those nutrition books before Morris Fishbein took over the AMA and turned all direction towards drugs.
Interesting.
It is.
I'm there getting the bone broth.
JackStockwell.com. It's there.
Yeah, and more important than the Ebola conversation, because you actually get some practical help on how to stay well from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, JackStockwell.com, for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe you should give me your phone number, you know, just in case.
In case of what?
You know, in case of life. I just had a great time, and I'd never be able to find you again.
Well, if we're meant to meet again, then we'll meet again. It's just not the right time.
Maybe we're supposed to meet on British time. We're 5 hours too early.
When there is
walk away, no names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think good old Fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep? If Fate didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Yeah, Sean Colvin singing When You Know from the movie Serendipity, number one movie during this week in 2001. That's your buddy, right?
That's my boy.
And she loves John.
I love John Cusack.
Favorite actor. I always thought his sister was cool, don't she? She said to be skinny mini.
God, she's still funny.
Yeah. It's interesting how movies, it's like political families, movie families. The Carradines, for example. Keith Carradine is the president on Madam Secretary. Did you know that?
No, I didn't see it.
See, that's actually a good show. I've watched it since the beginning. I think
I love Tia Leone, so I'm going to have to spend some time on that.
I think so. Chuck, have you seen that show?
Just bits
and pieces of it, but I'm definitely a fan of hers, and I like him too. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. Kurt, who's got to go? I mean, you know, you've got your Kevin Bacons, you've got your. I mean, you think about John Cusack and just the broad depth of different characters he's played and different movies he's done, from stupid to serious to from light and fun date movies to heavy horror flicks. I mean, who's got a wider, you know, resume than he does?
No, he's good. His career spans 30 years. You know, just real briefly, Rich is going to be interested in this. NBC the other day announced they're going to do a series based on the movie Say Anything with John Cusack. And then the original director of that film and writer, Cameron Crowe, didn't know, because they never told him. He read it on Deadline Hollywood Daily and went on his Twitter page trying to denounce the idea. So it most likely, without the blessing of the original director, NBC will probably scrape the plans of doing it, although they legally can.
They might scrap the plans, too.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, that's why I broke them. I apologize.
I guess, okay. You'll be all right. Chuck Curry is here. Movie news coming up in a moment, including William Shatner says yes just a second from now.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft recently unveiled the future of all of its devices when it announced Windows 10. The brand new operating system looks a lot more like Windows 7 than 8, but combines the best of both of those worlds. Gone is the Windows 8 start screen that hid your desktop. Those live tiles aren't gone, though, because Windows 10 lets you add them to your start menu, which is back in full force and totally customizable to be whatever you want it to be. Windows 10 also lets you mix and match new and legacy apps across multiple Windows and multiple desktops, letting you use whichever version you're most comfortable with. The technical preview of Windows 10 is available now, but the full version won't be widely available until sometime next year. Microsoft said it plans to make Windows 10 able to run on a vast majority of devices, so keep an eye out for its launch next year if you're eager to upgrade to the latest and greatest. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have in movie news beside William Shatner saying, of course I'm going to come back as Captain Kirk?
Are you surprised at that?
I'm not. That we were just talking off the air about why he didn't do the last one, because he didn't have enough. He wanted to be in it more. But in my sense of Shatner is he would show up for a four-second cameo. He'd be there. Like McMahon, show up for everything he asked.
I'm going to start with a bit of TV news of interest. The ABC cult TV show of the 90s, Twin Peaks, is coming back. As Showtime announced, they're going to do a 9-episode limited run, which will air in 2016. Original creator Mark Frost and David Lynch will be involved. Frost will produce and write the scripts along with Lynch, and Lynch will direct all 9 episodes. Probably most likely Kyle MacLachlan, who played Agent Cooper, will return as the series lead. That show is known for the tagline, Doug, "Who Killed Laura Palmer?" And for those who don't remember, it only aired for 2 seasons. Had a really good first season in the 90s.
For those who want a little inside gossip,
it burned itself out a year later.
A little inside gossip. My son works for, what's his name? Mike, what's his last name?
Mark Frost.
Mark, the first director for other projects. Interesting to see how all of these people spread themselves out. Like J.J. Abrams is into everything. Some of these people
and so
into everything.
I mean, Spielberg's attached as executive producer almost probably 5 or 6 TV shows, including Under the Dome. Right. And clearly he doesn't have much creative control, because that show had a horrible second season, in my opinion. One other bit of movie news: a release date, Warner Brothers reboot sequel to the Vacation series starring Ed Helms comes out October 9th, 2015.
All right, this is from Say Anything.
It is.
Best news of the day is that Shatner comes back as Captain Kirk in Star Trek III.
Hoo-ah.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.